Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, thank you for tuning in to Word for Life Gospel Center's broadcast. Now it's time to open your ears and enjoy the good word for the day with Pastors Romero and Chiron Phillips.
Praise the Lord, people of God. This is Pastor Romero. Hey, I want to let you know that each and every Sunday at 2 p.m. at Word for Life Gospel Center, Jesus Christ is in the house to destroy yokes and lift burdens. Amen. Whatever yoke you may have, whatever burden you may have, amen. Whatever it is that the enemy is trying to entrap you with, ensnare you with, or he might already have a stronghold built. The Word of God, Jesus Christ himself, the power of the Holy Spirit, the dunamis of God, is there to destroy that yoke and to remove that burden. Praise God. Word for Life Gospel Center is located at 18100 Canterbury off of Lakeshore. Praise God. Again, that is 18100 Canterbury off of Lakeshore. Amen. Back into the broadcast.
Because the only way you're going to learn to be like God is you got to read what it is that he is saying to the church, amen, or to you pertaining to your situation. Praise God. God speaks to the church, but he also speaks to the individual man as well. I want you to walk in forgiveness. Hallelujah, amen. Walking in, when you walk in forgiveness, your prayers can get answered, go unhindered. When you walk in forgiveness, you bring a certain favor your way. Hallelujah. The Bible says that when you pray, if you do not forgive nobody, how do you think God, which is in heaven, your Father in heaven, will forgive you? And your prayers will not be answered. Amen. That's in Mark 11 chapter, verses 25 and 26. Amen. That's the verse of scripture that says, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into sea, it shall be done. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible, it also goes on to say that if you believe in your heart, you shall receive it. If you believe, you shall receive. Praise God. A lot of us believing, but we're not receiving because in the verse 25, like I said again, verse 25 and 26 of that chapter, Mark 11, it says that you are not walking in love or forgiveness. Christ is love. Amen. I want to be like Jesus. I'm walking in love, but you got unforgiveness. You holding grudges. God can't progress anyone that's not walking in love. I ain't saying nobody will not make a mistake. Amen. I mean, we make mistakes all the time because we are imperfect people, but we rely on a perfect God to help us. Hallelujah. So what we have to do as children of God is to say, you know what? God, you know, the brother made me mad, but I'm depending on you to get my mind focused back right and to show this brother love at all times. That's where we have to be at. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell you, God, just, you know, those little simple things like that, we feel like we're letting people walk over us. No, you're not. You're trying to attain and achieve your goal that God has set. And I want to make a little clarification here. Attaining and achieving goals that God has set is not selfish. No, it is not a selfish thing. Attaining and achieving the goals that God has set will benefit you and people around you and mankind if you do it right. Walk in love, walk in forgiveness. Your light begin to so shine. You are living epistle read of men, amen. I'll tell you, God is such a good God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 that we walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible also says that the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. So if we walk by faith and not by sight, then a lot of these things that I had just said over the past couple minutes, maybe 5 minutes, a lot of these things that I had just said, it takes faith to walk in. Hallelujah. You know, because some of us, you know, it take great faith for us to walk in love when we just been, when the haters begin to pop up. When we been used, despitefully used, praise God. Amen. Haters, Let me break down haters for a minute, amen. Haters are the people that take you lightly because you say you're doing what God told you to do. See, remember, haters are not just the people that don't like you. Sometimes your haters are the people who love you. Oh, come on, somebody help me out. You know why I can say that? Because there are some people that know where you come from, and they think that they are giving you good advice when they tell you, well, because of your background, you can't do that, and you don't have the education. You don't have the proper upbringing, this, that. They're making excuses, and when you expose your plan, they take it lightly and say, he's not going to do that. Remember, because some people know the person. You know, they don't know the new man that God has created yet. You know what I'm saying? They know the person, amen? So when we begin to see our haters, sometimes we feel discouraged when we hear our loved ones say something derogatory about what God has told us to do. Or we feel like God is speaking through them because they are most loved, amen? But do you know that Abraham had to get away from his family in order to see the promise of Isaac, the chosen son, to bring about the seed that Abraham was promised? Amen. Amen. Sometimes, you know, just like Abraham, as I was saying, sometimes we just got to get away. Amen. Sometimes we can't do our normal when we call to God. You know, Elijah, in order to attain the thing that God wanted him to achieve, he had to give up his business and go follow Elijah. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you are willing to give up something in order to achieve something or to attain something from God? You know, some people will sit back and say, well, preacher, I think you kind of off on that because God, if you are listening today and you don't know the Lord or you want to rededicate your life back to Christ, all you got to do, the Bible says, call on the name of the Lord and ye shall be saved. Amen. Just say this quick prayer with me. Amen. Father, forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart. I believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again from the dead. Come into my heart right now, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. If you just said that prayer, you are now part of the kingdom of God. If you just said that prayer, you just rededicated your life back to Christ. Amen. If you just did that, call 216-659-8035 to be successful. But you know what? You cannot be a true success until you do exactly what God has called you to do, called you to be. And sometimes that causes things to be shooken in your life, turned upside down, turned inside out, tossed to and fro every which way. But this is what I want you to see. Amen. The Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. But watch this now. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. Now I'm going to turn over to James, the second chapter. Hallelujah. If you've got your Bible, you can follow me if you want to. Amen. But the book of James, the second chapter. James is right before. Right after Hebrews. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, God is a good God. James, the second chapter, and we're going to take a look at verse 14. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to just look at something here. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Hallelujah. You read this, I'm going to tell you something. And this is going to be very, very contradictory statement, because James is asking this question because faith cannot save you alone. Hallelujah. You got to have something to have faith in. Okay. So when you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, that faith without works is dead, right? You know, you had to have a Savior to believe in. Praise God. But guess what? Okay. Going into your New Year's resolution, amen, you got to have a goal to achieve and work toward, put your faith in as you working toward that God-given goal. Remember, I keep saying God-given goal for a reason, because everybody doing something in the name of Jesus ain't of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, look what it says. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Verse 15, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, what the destitute means, simply without or poor or lax food, amen? You know, poor people, you know, that we see like coming to homeless shelters or coming to churches asking, can you raise an offering to so they can get a bag of groceries or something, amen? Destitute people. And one of you saying to him, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What does it profit? These things don't profit anybody. Amen. It's just like, this is the same scenario when you step to the plate and say, you know what, God has told me to do this. But all you do is sit back and pray and fast, but you never step out and do anything. I give an example. Like I said before, you want to start a homeless shelter. Okay, God told you to do that. God-given goal, plan, highly inspired by the Holy Spirit to do it. You start off the year fasting and praying about it. February, you still fasting and praying. Here come April, you still fasting and praying. You're getting a little discouraged in June because you wonder why God ain't working it out. Hallelujah. Amen. You know why God ain't working it out? Because there are some steps on your part to start your homeless shelter. You have to go get your business name registered in the state of Ohio. You got to go get your tax ID. You got to set up an account. You may have to get you some donors or some sponsors. I don't know. Whatever it is that you need to do, you might got to get your 501c3 certifications, whatever you're trying to do, amen. You might have to get a real board, you know, not you and your brother and your cousin in Alabama that don't even know what you're doing, amen. You know, there are some things that you have to set in place to show God that, hey, I'm moving in this direction correctly in order to see the vision that should be coming to pass. Now, you get to the end of the year, and if all you have is your legal structure set up, well, hallelujah. You on your way, brother. You on your way. You are on your way to achieving your goal. Remember what I said earlier. Abraham didn't see Isaac till many, many years later. Amen? So why we think we so special? Why we think we so special that everything gotta go have to unfold within 6 months' time? Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, this is Brother Daryl Mays. Pastors Romero and Sharon would like to thank you for listening today. You can tune in Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. And remember, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. God bless you all. Want meaning? Want purpose? Want a closer connection with God? The highly impactful and inspirational brand new book, The Shadow, by Pastor Romero Phillips, will help you do just that. Based on real life experiences from Psalms 91, The Shadow teaches you how to operate in the presence of the Almighty and maintain your position in the secret place. The Shadow, a must read for those serious about renewing their mind. The Shadow, available at Amazon, Kindle, and can be ordered at your local bookstore. The Shadow. Go out and get it!
If this ministry has been a blessing to you, please send your financial gift to Word for Life Gospel Center, located at 18100 Canterbury, Cleveland, Ohio, 44119, or online at www.wflgc.org. Remember, whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. May God continue to bless you.